This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In today's Friday Food segment, we'll answer one of the more perplexing questions waiters ask when you dine out.
Do you care for water?
Yes, I would.
Bottled or tap?
Bottled, please.
Very good.
Bottled water. So cool, so refreshing, so refined, and so expensive. Some diners are discovering that ordering bottled water is costing them dearly when the check arrives. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with Los Angeles Times food columnist David Shaw about it. He began by explaining restaurants' motivation for pushing bottled water.
Money. You know, they buy a liter bottle of water for, you know, a buck and a quarter, maybe a little less sometimes, and they sell it for five, six, ten. Somebody told me that they saw it in a restaurant for $14 a bottle.
A $14 bottle of water?
Well, and I can remember paying 10 and 12 on a number of occasions. And even at $8, that's still, you know, a 600-700% markup. I mean, they make a big profit. They don't make a profit on tap water. And you could argue that they lose money on tap water if they then have to wash the glasses and a certain number of those glasses break. I mean, you have to be aggressive and say, I would like tap water, please. Tap water is fine.
And some people won't do that, will they? Because when you just say, oh, I'll just have, you know, regular water with ice, they kind of look at you and say, oh, all right. And you're left feeling a little small. Is that a restaurant maneuver to get you to buy bottled water?
Sure. I think they want you to feel like you're either a barbarian, an ignoramus, or a cheapskate, or some combination thereof. You know, not all restaurants do that, but most will ask if you want flat or sparkling. And as you suggested a couple of minutes ago, Karen, when they say that, they mean flat bottled or sparkling bottled. And, you know, you have to be able to stand up for what you want. You don't usually have to make a big deal out of it. I've never seen a restaurant refuse or say, are you sure? I mean, the real issue, it seems to me, is that not only do they sell you the one bottle that you pay a fortune for, but unlike wine, where if you finish the bottle of wine, the sommelier or the waiter will say, would you like another bottle? And if you say no, you don't get it. With water, once they start pouring, they keep pouring. And they open the next bottles away from the table where you can't even see them. And if you're not paying a whole lot of attention to anything as simple as water, all of a sudden you've consumed five or six bottles of water, your bill comes, and you've got a $50, $60 water bill.
But a lot of people claim that there's a significant difference in taste, not only between tap water and bottled water, but between bottled waters. You drink a lot of wine. Do you find that with water as well?
I don't find that with water. I mean, are there some differences? Sure, particularly in sparkling waters. Still waters, I do not find that much difference, but I know people who do. And I know at least one chef who says he definitely notices the difference, and he thinks that tap water undermines the taste of his food. So he pours bottled water free, as much as you want, without any charge.
So what do we do then, David, if the bill is presented and we see not one bottle, but maybe three bottles, two more than we had ordered, on the bill?
Well, I think that you have to tell the waiter when you order, you know, we would just like one bottle of water. Yes, you can protest at the end of the meal and say, gee, I ordered one bottle. How come there are three here? But my bet is that that's not true, that in fact, most people, when they're asked if they want water, do not say, yes, a bottle. And unless, you know, people rise up and protest, which I don't see happening, restaurants are not going to sacrifice this big profit margin willingly.
Madeline, that was Los Angeles Times food columnist David Shaw. And as you probably gathered, he finds this practice pretty outrageous.
Yeah, $14 bottle of water.
That's unbelievable,
isn't it? How could that not be outrageous? So do you think that more restaurant goers will start being more skeptical and really examine their bills for added on water?
I don't know that they'll examine their bills for added on water, but I think after hearing stories like the ones that David told us, what they'll probably do is be much more specific as they're ordering. You know, kind of, we'd like a bottle of water, and when that's done, come back to us. We're not sure if we're going to switch to something else or, you know, go on with wine or whatever, and sort of forewarn the waiter so it doesn't get slipped into the bill.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that there's some kind of innate prejudice against tap water?
Yeah, I think if in parts of the country where they're have had problems with the water, then sure, people are a little scared. But everywhere else has just turned into this affectation where we can't drink it out of the tap anymore. I do. I don't glow in the dark. I don't think.
What's good enough for New York bagel makers is good enough for me.
There you go.
Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome.